Conducting this meeting virtually under the governor's order in response to COVID-19. So certainly appreciate everybody's accommodations. At this point in time, we're looking at public comment to see if any public comments have been received or if anybody's on the line that may wish to make a public comment on items not on the agenda. Ann?
I have not received any comments and I don't see any hands raised.
Okay, seeing none, we'll go on to our very first item, and this is an action item, and this is to approve a summary of actions from the May 20th meeting. Any questions from anybody? Don't see anybody from the public here, so we'll go ahead and entertain a motion.
I will make a motion for approval and acceptance for Bones.
Move to approve our summary of actions. Is there a second?
Second from Lopez.
Thank you, Supervisor Lopez. So it's been moved and seconded. Ann, a roll call vote.
You're on mute. When I call your name, please answer yes or no. Chris Lopez?
Yes.
Marianne Carbone?
Yes.
Steve McShane?
Yes.
It passes unanimously.
Thank you, Ann. Moving on to the next item, it's an information item presented by Rosa on our County Treasurer's Report of Investments for the quarter ending June 30th. Rosa?
Hi, good afternoon, members of the board. So this report, this is from the Treasurer, Monterey County Treasurer's Department. So attached is a report for the quarter of June 30th. So the overall yield for the was 1.89%, which is actually lower than the previous quarter ended March 30th. That was at 2.25. We're still waiting for the actual receipt on that income, which has not come in as of today. The summary of the report is attached. And there's a discussion. So through the quarter ended March 31st, we have received $353,802 as compared to the annual budget of $203,000.
All right.
Are there any questions on this report?
Thank you. Any questions for Rosa? Okay, seeing none, this is an information item, so we'll move on to the next item, and that is also a report from Rosa on our OPEB trust account for the quarter ending June 30th, 20. Rosa?
Okay, so this report actually includes the OPEB and the pension that we deposited this year. So the reports are attached. In our OPEB account, we currently have a balance of $946,258. That's through the quarter of June 30th, 2020. So we had a total investment income of $105,288. And that was actually an increase, you know, compared to the previous quarter. We had a loss, and quarter ended March 31st, we had a loss of almost $131,000. So we actually are making that some of that difference. As far as the pension, we deposited, and as you recall, we deposited $500,000 earlier this year. And as of June 30th, the investment income for that was $1,044. That was our first report on that pension trust.
Okay. Appreciate that. Any questions for Rosa? Okay. Seeing none, that concludes the end of our agenda. This might go down in history as the Quickest budget personnel and nominating committee meeting. I hope everybody's fed and ready for our meeting at 1:30. So with that, we'll go ahead and adjourn. So thank you, and we'll see you shortly.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.